gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Oh, yes, that was classic Luther. Wow. Luther was a man. It's 96.3. Well, we are doing it right here, 96.3 WHUR. Big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. Aries. Yeah, I got to mention tomorrow is Sean G's birthday.
Yes.
Right. Yes. We're sending you a big hug.
Right. 28 never looked so good.
And a carrot cake.
Thank you. All right, and he'll be celebrating at home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Today, a lot of people celebrating birthdays. Eddie Murphy turns 59 today.
Okay.
Wow. And
Kiana, Aries.
Yeah, and Kiana Lede, we play her song. She turns 23 today. Singer Leona Lewis turns 35. Paris Jackson turns 22 today. Yeah. And rapper Young Ma turns 28. So happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. Also, you know, you reported this a couple weeks ago, actually last week, about Flavor Flav and Chuck D and how, you know, when Chuck D did his little thing with Bernie Sanders, Flavor Flav got upset and he was like, I'm no longer in the group anymore.
Fired,
And earlier this week, Chuck D came out actually on April 1st and he said it was all a publicity stunt.
He said it was April Fool's joke.
Right. Well, Flavor Flav came out and said, son, stop lying on me. That is not true. I'm not part of your publicity stunt. He said, actually, he went on Twitter and he said, I am not part of your hoax, Chuck D. There are more serious things in the world right now than doing an April Fool's joke.
Wait a minute, Flavor.
And dropping records.
So go ahead. Flavor talking about what's serious.
You know?
Flavor now is a serious one.
Well, here's the thing you got to watch. Okay. Look at how these posts are put together the way they're put together, and then think of Flavor Flav.
Okay.
And I think
he didn't write that.
He's not doing this by himself. Yes. There's something behind it.
Okay.
I hate to see
a
it.
A baby mama.
I hate to see it because they're like such a power group and they stood for something, you know, fight the power and all that. So I hate to see the infighting going on. So I wish they would get the message together.
Yeah. Message. And, you know, coronavirus, everybody's dealing with washing their hands, staying away from people, social distancing like you. Well, we talked about him earlier this week, Joe Exotic. He's been transferred to a hospital, the Tiger King, and it looks like he might have the Ro-Ro.
But they're conflict. Now, Coca, we have asked you to not call
it
the Ro-Ro.
Okay.
You continue to try to call it the Ro-Ro. It's Miss Rona. So there are conflicting reports. He was transferred because they thought that there was an outbreak at the prison. Mm-hmm. But so I'm not really sure what the real story is.
Okay.
But he's out of an abundance of caution, he has been moved right now. We don't know if he's got coronavirus.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on with that. And we told you earlier about all the celebrities that are donating and doing things. Oprah Winfrey, you talked about it on your timeline, how Stedman is out of quarantine. Well, Oprah announced that she will be donating $10 million to help the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay, Oprah.
Okay.
This is what she does, though. She definitely is a philanthropist, and I love it. I mean, that's a good representation.
Yeah. Right.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, he donated $100 million because he's, you know.
$110 million?
That's what you got.
Well, you got $100 million, and then you got $10 million, and then Cardi B is donating vegan drinks, right?
What is she? Meal supplements.
Okay. Meal supplements. Yes. Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
Hey, no judgment, Coca-Lani.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying she's donating the drinks, so that's a good thing.
I like it. All right. Do what you can. That's
Do what you can, and we're going to keep you abreast of everything that's going on with Corona. And one thing everybody's been talking about today, all we got to do is just listen. Oh, man. You reported this on your timeline.
Oh, the Bill Withers. Yeah. Bill Withers.
Yeah. Bill
Sadly, Bill Withers has passed away. And we know all the good music, right? Lovely Day, Grandma's Hands. I don't know. What's your favorite, Mark?
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me. How about you, Coca and Sean?
Oh, he has so many, though. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Use Me. Use Me is a sexy song now. Come on now.
Okay. Yeah, he passed away. And, you know, you said this on your timeline that he passed away on Monday, but we're just announcing it now.
Just hearing it now. And he died. I know it's hard, easy to mix it up, but he died from heart complications.
Okay.
He was 81 years old. Grammy winner, of course, in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just amazing.
And did you see that documentary?
And it kind of keeps his personality.
Still Bill?
Still Bill. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great something to watch this weekend, guys. I think we're going to watch as a family.
I just have fond memories growing up of hearing him on the radio. Probably listening right here to WHUR when I was a kid, you know, with Bill Withers back in the 80s
and the reason,
70s.
I'm sorry, baby. Another thing that he has with Lean on Me is everybody who has a piano in their house plays those chords for Lena. I mean, glang, 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 everybody.
Yeah, well, that's, look,
you guys, you and Sean wouldn't realize it, Coco. You guys are too young.
I know,
but
the
yes,
Club Nouveau Lena, me too. That right, was yeah, like, Lena.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, look, and okay, if you want to weigh in on all of this, or you've got, you know, memories when you were a kid with Bill, call us, right? Open up the lines, 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.